friends. This year should be a special for Rabbi Norman Rossi Sheyichu and Leilu Nishmas, Shlomo Ben Shimon, and Aaron Yaakov Shachna, and Lerufuas, Moshe Ben Malka. We are learning. We've had numerous shiurim already, and we'd like to continue. So much to say. The Inyan of Aninus and Avelus, Meseches Ksubis, Gimel Amit Beis, Dalet Amit Aleph. This shiur is based on one of my favorite Sfarim, the Shiur Iyun HaTalmud, of Agon Rabbi Abba Berman Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Meseches Ksubis. The Sheet of the Rif and Brachas Tezayin Amit Aleph, Tezayin Amit Beis, is that Avelus of the first day of Avelus, is Do Raisa. As it says, Achalti Chasa, Achatase Omita Bene Hashem, that Aaron said he can't eat the Chatas, he's an Onein. So you see that the first day, he's Noeg Avelus, this is Menat Torah. And therefore he wasn't allowed to eat the carbon. So even though the Rif is talking about Avelus, and this is Aninus, Aninus is the period before the burial of the dead, nevertheless, the Rif holds that Aninus and Avelus is Inyan Echod. Aninus and Avelus is one Inyan. And since Aninus, Legabe Achilas Kochim, is Doraisa, and it says, V'achalti Chatas Hayom, and from that Pasuk you learn the Yisr of eating Kochim when you're an Onein. So just like Aninus is Doraisa, so too Avelus is Doraisa. The first day of Avelus is Doraisa is derived from Aninus. Because the Rif holds that Aninus and Avelus are one Inyan, so holds the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Ovel, Perak Aleph, Halach Aleph, Sotu Sheet of Tosis and Erevin, Memvov Amid Aleph. However, the Sheet of the Re brought in the Rush, Moed Kut and Simon Gimel, Perak Gimel, also Rabbeinu Yonah, Sof Perak Beis de Brachos, B'Shem Rabbanei Tzarfos, and Ramban in Torah's Adam Shein Chachmei Tzarfotim De'en She'en Avelus Medai Raisa Klal, that there is no Avelus B'Chlal Medai Raisa. And even though Aninus on the first day is Dor Raisa, Aninus L'Chud and Avelus L'Chud, so we have a Machloket Yisodit if Avelus is Dor Raisa as per the Rif and the Rambam the first day, or it is not, as per the Re, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tzarfos, the Ramban and Torah Adam, B'Shem Chachmei HaTzarfatim. So if you speak French, then Avelus is not Doraisa. And Avelus L'Chod, and Aninus L'Chod. Onein is also B'Yom Rishon Min HaTorah B'Achilas Kochim V'Achilas Ma'aser Sheni, K'mo Shekosuv Lo'Achalti Boni Mimeni, Av Mimenu Aval Ba'Avelus, Lo Matzinu B'Shum Mokom, Shenoheg Biyom Rishon Min HaTorah. We don't find Avelus anywhere in HaTorah. V'rayu L'davar from Unzu Sugya and Ksubis, first Perek, Gimel Beis Dalet Amud Aleph, Mace Aviv Shel Choson, O Ima Shel Kala. You put the mace in a room, the Choson and the Kala go to the Chuppah, he has his Be'ilas Mitzvah, he separates, he buries the dead. He's Noeg Shivas Yemei Hamishta, and then he's Noeg Shivas Yemei Avelus. And if you hold that Avelus Yom Rishon is Min HaTorah, so how is this Mishta of the Chuppah Dirabbanon Doche the Din Avelus Mi Deoraisa? Mi Deoraisa, he's Chayven Avelus, and the Mishta is only Dirabbanon, has the Dirabbanon Doche the Doraisa from Dante's Gedring, and from here is Mashma then that Avelus is Bechlal not Doraisa, and therefore this Mishta that he's having after the Kvura is not Doche a Din Doraisa. The Mishta is Derabbanan, the Avelus is Derabbanan, and Shalom al Yisrael. It's so interesting, this juxtaposition, and the Rambam juxtaposes the two, the Avelus and the Mishta together. It's a Moira de Gezach to see the comparisons between the Shiva Simei Avelus, Shiva Simei Mishta. But that is life, sweet friends. We have our days of Mishta, and then unfortunately, life brings the opposite as well. In Torah Adam, he brings from the Gaonim Keshitas Harif that we learn Avelus Yom Rishon Da'iraisa from Aninus, and on that Frek the Ramban Vanitamea He Achlam Duha Gaonim Avelus Midin Aninus VeHalozmano Shel Zeh Lozmano Shel Zeh. How did the Gaonim learn Avelus from Aninus? They have two separate time frames. Aninus is before the Kvura, Avelus is after the Kvura. Meso mutol lefonav onein dvar Torah, v'zeu ikar aninus, u'ba'osu zman einu misabu lo midivri Torah v'divri sof, nikvar misabu lalav. Beforehand, frekta Ramban, there's aninus before the Kvura. And there's no Avelus, neither rabbinically nor biblically. Kvura, then there's Avelus. So what are these Gaonim learning? Avelus midin aninus is tzvei bazundar zachen, two completely different things. So as the Lechem Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Ovel Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Akati Koshe de Rabbeinu Kosev Lekamon writes the Lechem Mishnah Deinon Aser B'Dovim Advarim Shavu Aser B'Aser, that the Rambam writes that an Onein is not Aser in what the Ovel is Aser in. In other words, Tashmish Hamita Rechitza Sicha. And why is this? Kevin ha'onein aser b'kodshim l'daito aninus v'avelus echadu im ken ha'yoroi sh'yeh aser b'chol osan advarim sh'avel aser b'hem l'daito zah kevin tu aser l'echol b'kodshim minatar kodem ha'kvura. According to the Rambam, aninus and avelus are one. Avelus is learned from aninus, so the onein is aser b'kodshim, and if that's true, then the onein should also be aser in everything else. So, says the Lechem Mishnah, I get Nilus Asanda Matifas Rosh, Roy Lefotro Mehem, as the Ramban writes, and the tour that we're making in Nilus Asanda and Atifas HaRosh, because what they used to have, they used to cover their head and wear and take off their shoes. So that we're going to pater from because he's tarred b'iske mitzvah when he's in Onen b'seder, but b'iske hames he's busy with the mace. But kol hashar roi l'chayvo. So how come the isurim of avelus don't apply to the period of aninus? And fear ois the lechem mishnah v'tzarech iyun. I need to understand this. So now we get to the hesber of the man they used to call the Einstein, Rabbi Abba Berman, Mitazah, Groysa Ga'inus, used to call him Einstein. So Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz heard once, he said, I heard a Bacher is coming with a Modna Nomen, Einstein, what sort of name is Einstein? I call him Einstein. And then afterwards, when he spoke to him in learning, he said, oh, now I understand why they call him Einstein. You know what? What Einstein is to physics, Rabbi Abba Berman happened to have been a big bucky in physics as well. That was one of his languages, physics. There's a lot to say, but he was. But in learning, he was a Gana Gainim. When he was 14 years old, he knew all the Rabbeinu Chananels on the Yeshiva Shemesechta's Baal Peh, Kiddin, Kiddushin, etc. It's a pretty peladik azach. Anyway, I like, you know, I'm very limited in my intellectual capacity and scope, so I like to learn the Torah of those giants and to stand on their shoulders and look far. It's Mamish's Chus Gedola that we have such a concept called Svarim, that you can sit and learn Torah. Baruch Ber was saying in his yeshiva in the pre-war Europe, and you can learn Rav Shimon Shkop, and you can learn the Ramban and the Rambam and the Rav Huna and Rav Ashi, and we have to have a lot of akaras. It's tough. So we'd like to explain the Shitas HaGeonim. These Geonim that we learn Avelus Yom Rishon Da'iraisa from Aninus, and the accompanying questions that we ask, the different times, and why isn't Awareness to Avelus Aser Bizman Aninus. So the Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Ovel, in the first parak, in the first halacha, is to man the Rambam that he brings a makor from Mitzvah of Avelus on Krovim from the Pasuk of Achalti Chatas Hayom Hayitav Beinei Hashem. But Aaron says, "What if I eat the Chatas today, is this good in the eyes of God? I'm an Onein." So how do we know from this that's the makor, that's the makor of the Rambam, that Avelus Krovim is Da'iraisa? But how do we know from this the mitzvah of Avelus? We only see from this pasuk that he's Aser B'Kodshim. We only see from this pasuk that he's aser bekachim, but we don't see that there's a din avelus daraisa, that avelus alekro from daraisa, just as in isra achilas kachim. Ube'emes, the Rambam himself, the self same Rambam, in the so again, you don't see the mitzvah of avelus. Who says Rambam says a mitzvah of avelus is a mitzvah sase of avelus from v'achalti chatzim divnei Hashem. Ma p'tom mitzvah say this? This is an isurid kachim zel. Also, the Rambam himself in the 37th mitzvah of the Sefer HaMitzvahs brings in under a makor, a different makor for the mitzvah of Ovel. Rambam writes, "Yishenitzdavu haKohanim sheyitam leKroveim," that the Kohanim have to become tamei to their Krovim, and that's the mitzvah of Ovel. That a person, a Jewish person, has to be nisavu, as expressed by the fact that he becomes tamei to his Krovim. And so the Rambam writes later on, 2:6. Kama chamur mitzvah avelus shere nitchas lo atuma mipnei krovav kadesh yisasek imam yisabal alayim. Wow, look at how serious avelus is. Tuma is pushed off so that he should be osek with his krovim. So you see that the tumas krovim is an expression of the mitzvah of avelus. So why do you have two sources? You have tumas krovim, and then you also have iser achilas kochim and maiser sheni. So Lemaisa, we had a shiur recently. We saw the Mahalach of Hagon Reb Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita mi Zikne Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas Shel Doreinu is Svarim are Misukim Midvash V'Noifes Tzufim. He is so sharp in his Hagdaros. It's a Tainuk, Mamish a Tainuk to read. Anyway, we saw his Mahalach, and now we're going to present another one, Shivim Panim Torah. So says Rabbi Abba that the mitzvah of Avelus is learned from both of them. From the pasuk of Achalti Chatas Hayom, we know that a person becomes a cheftza of an ovel, because according to the Rambam, an onen and an ovel is one inyan. But we don't know from this nihug Avelus, because the iser of Achilas Kochim is not mi nihug avelus. That's not one of the mitzvahs of avelus, not one of the nihugim of avelus, but rather it's mi din iser kachim. Where does the Rambam say that an avel is aser to eat kachim? The Rambam says it in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, not in Hilchos Avel. In Hilchos Avel, the Rambam says that where do you get avelus in a Torah? That it's a mitzvah sasei from the iser of achilas kachim. From this pasuk of Hayitav Beinei Hashem, he just brings the pasuk of Hashem. But where does the Rambam actually say that an avel is aser b'achilas kachim? The Rambam says that in Hilchos Bias Mikdosh. Not in Hilchos Avel. So what do you see from that? You see from that that all you can't learn from here the mitzvah of avelus as much as you're learning that the person is a cheftza of an ovel. You can't learn the nihugim of avelus. The Ram says mitzvah essay from here, but the nihugim of avelus you can't learn from here. Just that the person becomes a cheftza of an ovel, and from the pasuk about tumas krovim, we learn inyan nihug nevelus, that tumas krovim is part of the nihug nevelus of nevelus avelus, like the Rambam writes, and it's davu akanim shitam lekorvein b'zeil ba'atzma mitzvah se'evel, and therefore the Rambam brings it in Hilchas Avel, because it's midine Avel. That it's midine Avel that he should become, and that's the Rambam 2:6. Kama chavur mitzvah mitzvah velus nitchas lo tum b'nei krovav kadesh yis asik imam v'yis abal aleihem. So that's part of the nihug avelus, tumas krovim. And so again, the cheftz of avel you learn from iser achilas kochim, and the nihug avelus you learn from the heilige Tumas Krovin. What's so heilig about Tumas Krovin? Whatever you do is heilig. You're serving Hashem. So according to this, Faren for the Kasha of the Rambam, Faren for the Kasha of Lechem Mishnah, that if Aninus and Avelus is a Dover Echod, so why is there no Avelus before the Kavura like there is Aninus? We should have Dine Avelus before the Kavura as well. It's one Inyan, and we see that they're two different periods. So based on what we said, we understand that we say that Aninus and Avelus is a Dover Echod, that is only vis-a-vis the Cheftza of Ovel, Shemishas Misa, Hu Cheftza Shal Oinein Ve'Ovel. That we say that Aninus and Avelus is a dover, are a Dover Echod, that's only that a person becomes a Cheftza of an Ovel from Shas Misa, and this continues through Aninus into Avelus. However, legabe the nihug of Avelus v'Aninus, hanyan mitchalek, that's split up. It's the hilchas nihug Avelus. Are only chal. After the kvura. That's when you have the nihuge avelus, mashenken iser achilas kodshim. That's not minihuge avelus. It's mehilchas asure kodshim. Like we said, broden hilchas bias mikdash. And therefore, this is shayich even before the kvura. And so to iser achilas maiser sheni b'shas aninus. That's not mehilchas avil. It's mehilchas maiser sheni. Because the Rambam brings this din in hilchas maiser sheni achos avil. And we also see this in the vidui of Maisur Sheni, lo achalti boni mimeni. It's pashut, that vidui of Maisur Sheni, he doesn't say that he's mekai in the mitzvah of Avelus. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Avelus is not, if there's no kiyum mitzvah Avelus, if when he doesn't eat kachim, doesn't eat Maisur Sheni. But rather, this is because he's the cheftz of an oval, is not allowed in these things, he has an iser. So therefore, these two things, kachim, maiser sheni, are shaykh even before the kvura. And the nihuge avelus is only after the kvura. Two separate things, two separate sources, two separate dinim. The Rosh in Unzer Sugya, in Simen Vav, brings in the name of the Behag and the Ritzgeis, that b'sha'ar krovim machnisim es hameis lacheder es hachosen ves hakala lachupa uboel b'ilas mitzvah upoireish v'kover es meiso v'noig shiva simei avelus v'achar kach shiva simei hamishte. So by other krovim, what you do is you put the meis in a cheder, you put him in a room, the chosen and the kala go to the chupa. He does his bilas mitzvah. He separates. He buries the dead. He's noeg shivas simei avelus. And then afterwards, shivas yimei hamishte. Ferek the Rav Yah. Broden agos maimoni. Di mutter livo bilas mitzvah. Im kain have a regular ligabe. V'noig shivasimei hamishta v'shuv noig shivasimei avelus. He says, I don't understand. If he's boel bilas mitzvah, so it's a regal for him. And once it's a regal, so what should he do? He should be noig shivasimei hamishta, and then be noig shivasimei avelus. So how can these Rishonim, Behag and Witzgeus, hold that if it's the mother of the Kala, the father of the Chosin, the Gemara says that you even have Shivas Mea Mishta first. But if it's other relatives, then you do chuppah and bilas mitzvah, and then comes the shibasim ha'avelus. And then afterwards, shibasim ha'mishteh. So the Rav Yossi says, I don't understand, where did that go to Memoni? Once he's bol bilas mitzvah, so it's a regel by him. So he has to do the shibasim ha'mishteh now. So we saw a beautiful Torah from Rabbeinu Povarsky in a previous shir. He explains, as he also explains, what's pshat, that they put the mace in a cheder. What kiyum din is there to put a mace in a cheder? So we had a nice time learning that. So Rabbi Avi's mahalach is as follows, to answer this kasha of the Rav Yoh, why you don't keep the Shiva Simea Mishta, why you go back and do the Avelus after the Chup and Bilas Mitzvah. Because Yesh Lachkor, that we require Kvura in order that the Mihug Avelus should be Chal, even though he's a cheftza of an avil, mishas miso, is this because then the siba for the chalos nihu gavelus is finished? Why is it that we require kvura in order for the nihu gavelus to be chal? Is it because that's when the siba for the chalos nihu gavelus is chal? Or no? Or do we say that the MS, the Siba for Niyug Avelus, was already finished? Mishas Misa. Ela Shematzav Niyug Avelus, Hurak L'Achar Kvura. Or do we say no? That the Siba for Niyug Avelus was already when the person died. Just the Matzav of Niyug Avelus is after the Kvura. So when's the Siba HaGoremes for the Nihugi Avelus, B'shas Miser, B'shas Kavura? We find that similar Machlokes, Yevamos 13a, Andreer, there are other places, in Nisun Rishonim Epilim Liyibum, and the Misa Mapelis. What makes this woman be a Yevama for her brother-in-law? Is it her marriage to her husband, or is it the death of her husband? Now, the Svar of the Mandarman is Nisun Rishonim Epilim, needs an explanation. It's Pashut. When the husband's alive, she's not no fellas liyibum. So what's pashup shat? So we have to say that this means that the etzem hanisuim is the siba liyibum. Umishas nisuim kvar nigmara siba liyibum. That the nisuin itself, that's the reason for the yibum. And from the time of nisuin, from the time of the marriage, the siba for the yibum is already finished. So the Siba for the Yibum, the reason there's Yibum is Mishas Nisuin. Befoal, it only happens when her husband dies, because the Matzav of Yibum is after Mises HaBaal. There's a brother and there are no children. So you see that the Siba already starts before, and it just comes into practice, it becomes practical only after the death of the husband. And the other man, Damar, holds no, that the Siba HaYibum, if you hold Misa Mapelis, is the death of the husband. And not the original marriage. Gevaldik. So based on this, we can explain the shita of the Bahag and the Ritz Geus. They hold that the Siba of the new Gavelus already starts B'Shas Misa. It already started then B'Shas Misa. And that we require Kvura is for a Matzav of Avelus. And because of this, they hold that since Mishas Misa, there's already a Din Avelus, the Achar Kvura, the Siba's already in place, the reason, the cause. And therefore, that's Me'akev, that the Shiva Simei HaMishta, that holds back, that the Shiva Simei HaMishta don't start until after the Shiva Simei HaVelus. And because of that, after the Kvura, they're going to be Shiva Simei HaVelus, because the Siba for the Shiva Simei HaVelus was already there. So they had the chuppah and they had the bilas mitzvah. It's gevaldik, but now he has to go sit avelus. Why? Because the siba for avelus was there before. It beat the in time. It was chronologically before the shiva simei mishteh. The siba for the shiva simei mishteh is the chuppah and the bilas mitzvah. Terrific, but what already beat that? The siba for the avelus was preceded that. And it was already B'Shas Misa. And the Rav Yah doesn't accept this, because he can hold either that the Siba for the Avelis is only B'Shas HaKvura, and therefore Lifnei HaKvura nothing is Ma'akev. In other words, he did Bilas Mitzvah, Chuppah Bilas Mitzvah, now let's do the Shiva Simei Mishta, let's party after the Kvura, because the Siba for Avelis only started the Kvura, and the Chuppah and the Be'ilo preceded that. Or we can say that the Rav Yah agrees Be'ikar HaYisod that the Siba for Nihug Avelus Kvar Nigmar B'Shas Misa. You're right, he holds the Siba for the Avelus was Nigmar B'Shas Misa, but he holds that since Befoal the Avelus only starts after the Kvura, that doesn't have the power to be Ma'akev the Shiva Simei HaMishta, because the Nihugi Avelus didn't start before, so he did the Chuppah Bilas Mitzvah, so now he has to party. So now he's doing the Avelus, but now he's doing the Kvura, but that's not enough to stop the Shiva Simei HaMishta from being Chal. Therefore he asked his Kasha, that how can you have Avelus first? You should have the Shiva Simei HaMishta first. That's what he asks on the Heilige Behagen Ritz case. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we saw Yisodos Gedolim B'dini Avelus V'Aninus, and I'm praying that the Rabbonu Shalom give us life and give us health and give us good cheer and give us financial assistance and everything we need in order to continue learning Torah. Imein kemach ein Torah. So we should all be zochet to lots and lots of kemach and mirtzah Hashem in all of its various forms, and good health and happiness, and we should be zochet lilmod ulelameid lishmor v'lasos ulekayim is called divrei salma torah sub'yahava. And Ashreinu Matov Chelkeinu, that we were able to learn this very profound and beautiful Torah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. There is a second anaf, a second branch to this shir. So that's Unzer Arbit Mirtz Hashem, I hope, for the next time. That's our avoda. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.